This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We've created a free self-care checklist, and it's ready for you to download today. On the checklist, you'll find 50 brand new ideas to practice self-care, and it's not just bubble baths. Download the free checklist today and be reminded of the importance of practicing self-care. Head to themerrymakersisters.com/self-care. All right, let's get into the episode. Welcome to episode 362 on the Get Merry podcast. And of course, we're so excited to be back here this week with a brand new episode. We're coming to your ears. I feel like this is going to be pretty actionable, this episode.
Oh, yes. I think so.
And I'm excited about it because it's one of my favorite topics. We're talking about planning, organization, and how we do it individually and also together, because I think that that is important. Like, you know, in our lives, we all have different partnerships.
Yes.
And to work with someone to plan something can be totally different to when you're planning something by yourself.
Yeah. I think, like, some people dream of having, like, that partner or that person who does all the planning and they don't have to do a single thing. And, like,
is that you?
No. That's not. I mean, like, I would say some people take on the role of planning and they're just better at it.
True.
And like, you know, in that partnership, that's fair enough. But I would say most partnerships do have like, you know, you look after this stuff and I look after this stuff.
I feel like for that person where it kind of like they're just better at it, and I think I can speak for myself here, that sometimes it can be overwhelming being that person, and then you're sometimes just like, I wish someone else would just do this for once.
Yeah, but that's like, then you just ask for help though, because that's the thing, like when I think when you are that person, because Carla, I will say this about you, that
what?
You have this attitude of like, in the past I've experienced it, and maybe it's not your attitude always, but like it's like you think you're better at it and you don't like how other people do stuff sometimes. And it's like that perhaps makes people unsure whether they can take on the planning reins, or like, you know, they just feel that, you know, you want to do it.
Yeah, I feel like I'm probably not like that anymore. Like, say, for example, you wanted to, like, plan something in the business, I would be like, okay, go for it.
But, yeah.
That's kind of my role.
Yeah, well, I think you're good at project planning. Like, yeah. You're organized. You always have been, as, like, that's a personality trait. Mine has not been that. Like, it's definitely not my strength to be, like, the super most organized. I am organized and I get stuff done. It's just probably not in a way that you appreciate.
Yeah, and I think a great example is, like, growing up doing our homework.
Yeah.
So, and I bet you at home, you're a Carla or you're an Emma when you did your homework.
I'm sure we've talked about this before, but, like,
either
yeah.
left it to the last minute, the day before, or you, and that's an Emma, by the way. Oops. And if you were a Carla, the first day you got it, you looked at the due date, you were like, great, I've got 6 weeks to do this. How about I just finish this now?
I just was never that person. Like, maybe I was on assignments I liked. Perhaps.
True.
Perhaps on assignments I liked. And, I mean, that's the thing. Like, when I really like a project and enjoy everything, I'm so good at it.
Mm.
And I am good at planning.
Yeah. I mean, let's like bring some examples and like exactly how we've gone about it. Because I think that there's like a lot of things, you know, when you run your own business, there's so many moving parts and there's so many things. Like if you want to get something done, but then you're also already running like a section of your business, now you're working on a new thing. Gosh, like that just adds in a whole nother level. So let's use right now as an example. So when we first started Merrybody, it was like this overwhelming monster thing that we'd created. And as time passed, like, you know, a year and a half, we'd really systemized Merrybody and it was all process driven and a lot of the tasks were outsourced.
Yes.
And this allowed us to have so much more space. Now, this was like due to lots of organization, lots of processes that were created, like documents that outlined step by step exactly how to do every single task. It was, it's amazing to
and
see.
Having people
and having a team do the tasks. Yeah. Yes. And now add on a brand new project that we're working on, the teacher training, which I know lots of people have been messaging us about. And yes, you will be first to know when the first cohort is officially live. So keep your ear out. This is a thing we've never done before. And so it's a whole new project. So having Marybody already systemized and process driven allowed us to have space to create this new project.
Mm-hmm.
With this project, we had to kind of sit down and we outlined like every tiny thing that was involved, starting with me getting the right qualifications to be the lead trainer. Like
yes.
to think back to that moment when we were like, okay, Carla, you need to finish your 500 and then you need to do X,
Y, Z. I mean, like that's the thing. It's like you can have this big idea, but then you don't realize, oh, like it, there's so many aspects of it, including like you getting further training. And it can be so overwhelming and feel like there's so much that you kind of just stop. You don't even give it a go.
Mm-hmm.
And that I'm sure you can all relate to like a big idea or a big project, whether it's further education or whether it's, I don't know, a big holiday or a big renovation or whatever it is. It might not even be big. It just might feel overwhelming. When we look at the big picture, the end, it can be so overwhelming that you don't even begin. Whereas we always like to say, step by step, just focus on step one. But you need to know what step one is, right? Like you need to break it down, make a bit of a plan, even just have the first five steps outlined. And then when what happens when you step one, two, three, four, five, the next 10 steps maybe become more clearer and so on and so on.
Yeah.
And like any project, the first time you're going to do anything, it feels so big and so hard. And then you do it a second time, oh, piece of cake. A third time, I can do this while I'm sleeping.
Yeah, totally. And I think like that really helped us like in that first stage of nutting out like what did we actually have to get done and then setting a date for it. I feel like that's like a really big thing. And I know like we've all heard of this before, you know, setting the goal and like setting the time, but having it written down like in the calendar, like do this day.
It's so true. And I mean, you could even do that. Like I'm just thinking of my whiteboard up there and like my list of like stuff to do around the house is growing. And, you know, it becomes quite overwhelming when you're like, gee, like this just keeps going and going. I've got to get this check, got to get the plumber here, got to get the solar panels in and like da-da-da-da-da. And it's like, oh, why don't I set like a goal? Okay, my goal for today is to get one of these ticked off.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's, I do need to be more stronger and stricter with myself. But I also choose to surround myself with people who like can manage upwards. I put myself up on that pedestal.
What do you mean?
Like you tell me what to do. Oh, Damiano tells me what to do. You know, like people boss me around. Like sometimes bossy people can offend me, of course, because sometimes the tone can be feel a bit rude. But you talk about this, you get over it, you move through it, you understand each other better. However, I'm very much the first person to put my hand up and say, sometimes I need help in like, I need to be bossed around a little bit. And like, that's me.
Yeah. And that I think this is like where it comes to like partnerships, like knowing each other's strengths and weaknesses and knowing how you like best work together.
Yes.
Because like if both of you are like type A, then you both have to be like, okay, we're both type A. So maybe it's like divide and conquer like actual mini projects each. Whereas like if it's me and you, Emma, like we work better in like, okay, Em, I'm going to sort out a plan of attack. Like, I'm going to write it all down. I'm going to make the spreadsheet and I'm going to share it with you. And you'll see there's some highlighted points and they're yours.
That's like the perfect way. Like I would never be a good like I'm not a great leader. Like I'm not a leader. I've never been a good leader. I'm a good motivator. I'm a great team member. I'm a great implementer. Mm-hmm. Like you tell me what to do, I will do it. You tell me by when, even better, because sometimes it might be like, oh, I don't feel like doing that.
You're like, there was no deadline, so
gee, I sound so annoying, but really I'm not, because I do get it done, especially when I'm in a, like, I love this project.
Yeah, and also then if you know, again, if you know who you're in partnership with, like me, I know if I tell you what to do and do it by the end of today, I can count on, it's going to be done.
Yeah, exactly. Even if it's at 5:05, I'm like, oh, crap, I forgot to do that. But she told me I better bloody do it or I'll be in trouble. Oh, it's actually hilarious, but it works. What about you and Joel? Because you're both quite organized. Are you like type A organizers or like?
Yeah, no, we're both really organized. And I'll give an example, like he just settled his property in Canberra and there's been like a lot of things like that have to be ticked off about it. And the other day he was like, all right, I'll do this and Carla, you do that. And I looked at him like, how dare you tell me what to do?
You're not used to it.
And he was like, what? He was like, divide and conquer. And then I was like, oh, okay.
You're like, this is what this feels like. This is
weird.
I'm glad you got to experience bossiness.
No, I was like, this is really strange that you just told me what to do. But then I didn't. I was like, great. And like then both of them got done. But he said the two things that needed to be done. And I kind of just assumed he was going to do them both because he was like talking about it.
Yeah.
And then he was like, Carly, you do this one. And I was a bit confused by that, but then I got
this is so funny. That's hilarious. And yeah, so that's good. I feel like he was getting you back for being so bossy to him that he enjoyed being bossy to you.
Well, you did ask him what three things how he would describe me in three words. And the first one was very bossy. Not just one word. It was very bossy. And you know, I talked to him about that after my hands and I said, and he was like, there was that other word. What's that other word that you use all the time about the bossiness? And I was like, leadership skills, Joel.
But I secretly love it. Like he said it and like I'm like, haha, Carla's going to be like, no, it's leadership. And I'm just going to leave it in there because it's hilarious. This is why I love Joel, because like he sees just how bossy she is. So we can like, you know, what's that word? Like bond over that.
Which you do.
Oh, yeah. And we gang up on her because she needs to be ganged up on.
What about you and Damiano? Like,
well, he's
very organized.
He's very organized. I would say sometimes he's also very bossy too, like especially in the kitchen.
Oh,
he's,
yeah, I've seen
like,
it.
Like if someone didn't know us and like saw him and me cooking, you'd be like, who is this guy? Like he's so rude. Because just imagine Italiano and like passionate about cooking and like so bossy. And like if you do something wrong, you know about it. Why did you do this, my love? Like, what is this? Like, what are you doing? Like, he's actually so rude in the kitchen. And like the first time we cooked together in front of people, I was a bit like, oh my gosh, like he's not normally like this. I'm embarrassed. Like everyone's going to think he's a bad boyfriend. But in fact, like we laugh about it now because like we joke about it. In the kitchen, there's no rules, okay? He has full permission to be bossy. Like
I would describe him like a surgeon in the kitchen. Like he's like scapula. Like yes. he's like spatula.
Like he's not like, you know, he's having so much fun, but like really it's not like a, like he's very serious
I would say it's not a joyful, you're like kind of, like when I watch him in the kitchen, I'm like, oh my God, like he's so serious and so into this. Like it's really cool to watch. But yeah, the first couple of times I saw him but now I just laugh. Like now I'll see him and I'll be like, he'll like hip you out of the way or like okay. No, wait, the funniest thing, because me and Mum talked about it after one time we had dinner. She was like, I just couldn't believe it. He had the vacuum out and was vacuuming under Emma's feet while she was still in the kitchen. It was so funny.
Look, he's a character. Yeah. He's a character, that guy. He's really quite, I mean, like, honestly, if we made a cooking show, like, it would be really funny.
It would.
Like, he's entertaining and, like, he knows it as well. So he plays up to it when there's people there, I'm sure. No, in fact, though, when we don't even have an audience, it's just the same. So he doesn't. It's just him. But he is very organized as well. And a perfect example was when we went on our trip.
Mm.
Like, he pretty much did everything. Like he organized
so good.
Like it was great. I mean, we booked all the accommodation together. We chose that together. But he kind of did like, all right, today we're doing this,
mm-hmm.
Which is so nice.
That's so nice.
And I mean, it's because it's his domain, like it's his country, his culture. So he was really passionate and excited to show me and share this special thing with me. And it's like, you know, he's experienced it before. So it's like, oh, I want to show you this. It was so good though, like to have that where someone just decides for you. I think sometimes when you're traveling, it's like, what do you want to do? But to have like someone know like, oh, this is good. This is an option. Let's see what happens. I think, you know, we were very like, we didn't plan everything before. And I think like that's us. Like we are more like, let's see what happens. Like, let's see how the day unfolds. Let's wait. Let's just walk around. Like I love just walking around. Like I don't have to have like, what do you call it? Activities.
Itinerary.
I don't need an itinerary. I'm in this city. All right. What am I going to do? Walk around. Like, and me and you were like that too. Like we had a few things booked when we were traveled back in the day in our early 20s around Europe. And that was good. But then a lot of the other days we just walked and walked and walked. And literally that is my favorite way to see new cities. Mm. I mean, like obviously some places are more like you – obvious to do that because, you know, you walk around Rome, there's something to see every meter, there's something to see. Everything has a story. Whereas maybe you'll go to, I don't know, a more like nature-esque
place. Well, if you go somewhere like, for example, Port Douglas or something, like to the Great
Barrier Reef. Yeah, you need to book stuff.
Like you kind of have to be organized because, well, one, everything books out, like if you want to go to the nice restaurants.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like because it's not – there's one street, you know, there's a street that you walk down small. And or you do some hikes and things, but then you need to book the tours if you want to go on the boat and things like that.
Whereas like when we went to New York, we had no plans. No. We didn't even do any of the stuff.
I don't even think we did anything.
We just walked around. We just walked around and like went to cafes and bars and restaurants. It was very fun. But I think that's my preferred holiday, in fact.
To walk around.
To just walk around. Explore. To go to places and just pretend I live there. Yes. Like I really enjoyed doing that.
Me too.
And I really enjoyed doing that in Italy. I mean, we didn't do any tour. Like, no, we did a tour of the Colosseum and the Forum and we did a great tour. And if you need the tour guide, I should tell you it's Alessandra and I don't remember the name of the company. Good job, Emmy. But it was fantastic. Because she was an actress, she was Italian, an actress and an archaeologist.
Wow.
And like, you know, those tours are so amazing. Like you learn so much on a tour like that. Yeah. And we did like some underground tours in Perugia. Like, you know, these are good tours, but it was like not too much. Like I don't like too many organized things. I like to be more flexible. And obviously like, you know, in Rome, like Damiano knew a lot of people. So it was like, oh, we're going to dinner here. And it was very ad hoc, which was really nice. Like, what are you doing now? Oh, let's go to dinner at 9:30 p.m., guys.
Too late.
That is crazy, right? Like it's such a different culture, but it's so fun. We were out in Naples and kids were coming out to dinner with their families at 10 p.m. 10 p.m. Our restaurants close at bloody 8:30 p.m. That's ridiculous. Like I would say on the Gold Coast, it's a bit extreme. Like it feels like everywhere shuts too early.
I was at Bonita the other night and like we had our booking at 7. And I was thinking, like, even on my booking, it was like, you need to be up by an hour and a half, typical of Australia, to kick you out in 90 minutes.
I hate that.
But then they were like, by the time we hit our hour and a half, they were closing shop. Like, there wasn't another sitting, which I thought was crazy because, like, it was a Friday night.
That's insane.
Yeah.
See, that's what I love about Italy and, like, Spain, Greece, all the same. And I really recommend that when you travel there, embrace their culture, embrace this way. Carla and Joel, if and when you go to Italy, you're not going to dinner at 6 p.m.
We did this in Greece.
Well
done. We
have
late dinners.
Yeah, well, you'll continue in Italy too, especially if you're with us because you have to.
Yeah, we'll be like, we're hungry. We need a snack.
Yeah, well, you
That's
can have.
That's why there's aperitivo.
Yeah, aperitivo and you go do that and then.
Yeah, no, we will definitely be doing that because aperitivo sounds fantastic and I can't wait to have a drink and free snacks.
You go at 5, get some little snacks, open your stomach or whatever and then have a little nap if you even need to and then go back out at 8:39.
I probably won't have a nap.
Well, that'd be relax. For me. Do some relaxing.
Yeah. Do some walking around.
But yes, so back to planning. What about weddings? You're planning a wedding. How did you go about that?
I know. It's so funny. We were at a lunch yesterday with the family. The dad of the family is going to be the MC for the wedding. They're old family friends. And one of the sons was like, how long did it take you to plan our your wedding? And I was saying, oh, well, you know, like we started 2 days after we were engaged, blah, blah, blah. So what's that, like 8 months? And he was like, 8 months? Took us 2 years to plan this, our wedding, blah, 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 telling me all about how stressed and how crazy the planning was.
2 years?
Yeah. And I was, in my mind, I was like, yeah.
But it took them 2 years because they booked it in 2 years. Yeah. So then you take two years.
Like, it really does depend where you get married and like if you have a, like if you're very attached to a certain venue and yeah, the availability of a venue.
And also like what you're doing. Mm. Like I could plan a wedding in 1 minute.
Totally. I could. I was like, I could have planned a wedding like the day we got engaged and we could have got married the next day and it would have been fine. It would have been fine.
It would have been perfect.
Yeah. So, but also we do have event management skills. So.
Yeah. But I would also say like, obviously the more you have in your wedding, the more it takes to plan. Like yes. I could literally get married in my backyard.
Yeah, definitely. And, like,
all I need to do is go find a white dress and a celebrant.
Doesn't even need to be white anymore.
Yeah, true.
Could be pink. Could be black.
Flowery.
Could be red. So,
or book a town hall or whatever they call it.
The two things that like helped me the most are spreadsheets, obviously.
You love your spreadsheets.
Love my spreadsheets. And the motion of actually using the spreadsheets.
Yeah, well, I would say like as well.
Because don't just make the spreadsheet. No,
you need to use it. And like it's so simple really. And that's how we did our travel. Like, you know, like we put the days where we're traveling to, the accommodation once it was booked. Like it's all in the spreadsheet. Yeah. Like I made a spreadsheet for our trip.
Yeah.
We had an itinerary that I then shared with you.
You have to do that.
Yeah. And you have an spreadsheet with all your to-dos and you share with me and you're like, am I forgetting anything? Like, this is all organized. Mm. And then you might allocate tasks to people.
Mm-hmm. Budgets.
Yeah, you need. Important. See, we learned all this stuff because we did TAFE, I did event management, you did PR, like yeah. where you're managing and organizing campaigns mm-hmm. and media buying. These skills translate to everything.
I loved learning budgeting. Like, that was one of my favorite things to do. So budgeting and then again using your budget, because like we can all be like, we think we're going to spend this much.
Yeah.
And like you do like your estimated budget and then you just leave it and you leave it out the door and then you have no idea how much money you spent and then suddenly your wedding has exceeded $100,000 and you're wondering where that went.
Well, I just can see like even from you, Carla, like, you know, you get this, you go down that wedding wormhole on the internet where like everyone's sharing the highlight reel of their weddings, all the perfectly curated things of their weddings. And you're like, do I need that? Oh, that's $100. Oh, that's $500. Oh, that's $1,000. Mm-hmm. And then it adds up and you're like, gee, how did my $25,000 budget get to 70,000? Whoops, yes. That happened. Not that yours did that, but.
No, it did exceed my budget, but I think we've done a very good
job. I read a stat that the average like wedding is $35,000 to $55,000 in Australia. I also have been reading an article that's going around the interwebs lately saying that the rise in elopement and like backyard weddings, like very casual since COVID because people had to do these micro weddings, that this is staying, that that's this is gaining popularity because people are like, oh, look, I could spend $50,000 on my wedding or I could put that here.
Yeah.
I could renovate my house. I could buy a house.
I could go to Italy.
Well, pretty much like that's what me and Damiana said. Well, like if we don't get married, like that's like at least three big trips to Italy, like $10,000 each you could spend on a great holiday.
And the rest – like you, like imagine if you spent like more than that on your wedding.
Oh yeah, like if you spend like, well, people spend 100K. Yeah. We know people who spend 100K. I really think it's ludicrous. Like, no offense to if you did, I think it's insane.
Look, if you have the money and like it's not putting you in any silly situation, whatever, go for it. But also, maybe your money could be spent like somewhere else, like better. Anyway, each to their own. But I think if it's putting you in a like in a debt
beyond your means,
or you're just tapping that credit card left, right, and center, you are
it's bad.
I'm sorry, it's terrible. It's, we've got to check in.
And also, apparently, Australians are like very, very, very common, and a lot more. Apparently, this was on a news story that I didn't listen to. Damiana heard it on the radio, so who knows how accurate it is, but. They were saying that in Australia, we spend more money beyond our means. Not we, as in me and you, But like perhaps, but perhaps you, if you're listening and you're like, ooh, that's me. But apparently like we do this. And I think my theory is that in Australia we have, although we've had hardships, yes, of course, I think we've probably had less hardships than many other countries around the world historically, like when you really think about it. Like
Touch wood.
Like you think of Europe and how much war they've seen. You think of Middle East, of course. Like these countries are war-torn. Yeah. Like we are very lucky. We're a very privileged country. Obviously, Indigenous people would have other words to say on that. And, yeah, of course, different story. I'm white and privileged. Second generation. Like very, very, like, amazing life. Mm-hmm. But I think because we haven't had this, sometimes we forget that, oh, maybe you should keep some money for when something bad happens. Mm-hmm. Or like maybe like we shouldn't be so like, let's spend. Like, yeah, I think like maybe this is what's caused this kind of behavior. Or maybe it's just like that financial how do you say that?
Illiteracy,
like lacking that, like, yeah, you this don't where, understand.
This is where budgeting comes in handy.
And budgeting is so amazing.
Budgeting not just for, like, planning, like, big things, but just for life in general. And, you know, managing money, like, if you've read any kind of, like, personal finance book, they usually tell you the same thing. As soon as your money hits your account, split it up into your accounts.
Yep.
Save some for that rainy day, that emergency fund. Save some for investing. Put this straight into like where your bills are getting taken, and then the rest is like what you have to do your fun things with.
And it might mean that you have less fun things.
Yeah, it might mean that you have to save. If you want a big fun thing, it might mean that you can't do it right away and that you have to wait.
What do you think, like, because we're on the subject of budgeting, I feel like budgeting and planning goes hand in hand, really.
Mm.
What do you think that you don't do in your life, like you don't buy, and that's like, you know, like maybe it's something it's that a lot of people totally do.
I know exactly what I don't buy.
Me too.
Clothes.
Yeah, I don't buy clothes. Like every now and again I buy clothes, but this means that I don't have like the nicest, amazing clothes. Like,
and it means I don't have a new dress every every different outing or every different fancy dinner. It might mean, guys, that I rewear the same dress.
Oh, I wear
multiple times.
Like weekend after weekend I do. Yeah, me too. I'm the same. Nails, I don't get my nails done. I get a pedicure like.
Well, we get a pedicure for like filming. Like if we didn't film yoga videos where my toes are on camera.
Yeah, probably.
I probably would be like, yeah.
But definitely nails. I don't get my nails done.
I was in the habit of like buffing them, but my buffer broke, so like I need a new buffer. Oh, and that really works.
I painted them clear and they look so nice.
Don't get like, also I used to get like LED light, but Joel bought me an LED mask, which I feel like I have made my money back in the use, because you've used it, Mum's used it, Joel's used it.
I would like to get that. I mean, it's not about like saying no to everything. I think this is when you become kind of a budgeter, you can tend to be like, no, I can't do anything. I just have to.
Oh, wait, let's do it the other way. What do you spend your money on that could be something that someone doesn't spend their money on?
Food.
Mm.
Like I would say, I mean, like me and Damiana keep a pretty strict weekly budget. Definitely. I mean, he's a student, like, yes. But, you know, on a weekend or something, we will probably spend more money on, like, meat, cheese. We'll spend a lot of money on cheese. Absolutely. Like,
a lot. And for a good reason.
And, like, in Australia where it's so expensive, you go to Italy, it's so bloody cheap. You're like, gee, I could spend so much money on cheese and it's amazing. I mean, coming from Australia, it feels cheap, probably not cheap over there for them. But, I would say food, wine, we spend money on wine. Like you might go to a Bottle-O, not you, like someone, and you'll spend like, I don't know, $15 on a bottle of wine. Like sometimes we spend like
10.
Yeah. So sometimes we might spend $50 and that's not even, you know, that is even cheap for some other people.
Yeah.
Like Damiano has spent like hundreds of euros on wine before, like when he was in Italy.
Yeah, that's mind-blowing to me.
Yeah, he did that. I think but I love it now because we also don't really go out for dinner here in Australia very often. I mean, we do, like yesterday, 2 days ago, we went up to Brisbane to go to a new Italian restaurant and that was beautiful and amazing. However, we do a lot of cooking at home. And when I say we, I say him, and I'm the sous chef slash dish pig. I wash up. No, I'm the eater, yeah. But, you know, like we do that now. So maybe that's what we spend money on. We spend money on groceries.
Mm. I spend money on the sauna.
Yeah, you do that.
I go into the sauna. Acai bowls.
Oh, I really like acai. But I kind of love that. Like we always say, well, we don't have an office. We can go get an acai bowl every second day if we want. Yeah.
And
they make us
obviously
so happy.
I spend money on my dog.
Gino.
And I buy him things that aren't necessarily necessary for a dog.
What, like I buy all his toys?
Yeah, like toys and also like the really good dog food. Like, I could actually get cheaper dog food and I don't know, maybe it won't be, it won't make him as happy or like, I don't know. Anyway, I want to make sure he eats very well.
Yeah.
And like he eats like human food.
Yeah.
Like he eats like a very good diet.
I would say aircon, like we put the aircon on whenever we want.
Yeah.
Like absolutely. I don't care about that. And if it was cold, the heating, I'd put the heating on. Like I'm not going to be stingy mm-hmm. with that because yuck. Not yuck as in like shame on you, but yuck as in I hate being too cold
it's like
or too
a
hot.
Comfort thing, isn't
like
it?
I don't like that feeling of being cold. I don't like that feeling of being too hot. People would say like you should do that. You should go have ice baths.
Yeah, and then also I do buy snacks.
Yeah, you guys have a lot of snacks. You're abundant with snacks.
And I'm always
I think we say we don't buy much snacks, but we buy like the expensive steaks.
Yeah.
Like we will spend like on a weeknight even like sometimes we'll be like, okay, let's get this steak. And it's like, it's pretty expensive, I think. Like
$30?
Well, sometimes even more.
Yeah, that's super expensive for a weekday dinner.
Yeah, I know. But it's kind of fun and special when you're like,
yeah, no,
don't need to save
it's
it
nice.
For a weekend.
And that's the thing. Like we all have our things that we don't buy and that we do buy.
And same with like your wedding and like travel and planning. It's like what's important to you. So it is important to like recognize what you value and are you buying it for yourself? Mm-hmm. Are you planning it for yourself or are you planning it to show off to other people
On
or is
Instagram.
It for Instagram? I think like this is a really good thing. Like is it for Instagram or is it for you?
And
like,
I think
why are you doing it?
If the answer is it's for Instagram, that's what we need to check in.
Mm.
Like, because and it's so easy to think that you need something or you want this because you see someone else have it. It's so easy.
I know.
So then it's just like what actually matters to you, what's actually important.
I think it's such a like, isn't it a weird thing? Like I'm grateful for the awareness of this, but I think about it all the time, you know, like why is the world how it is, you know, in particular, you know, we live in this world with like such polar opposites, don't we? Like there's such hardship in the world, very poor, and then there's such richness in the world. Like it's like kind of like hurts my brain when people have nothing and then people have like insane amounts like of money and it's like, ah. And then you kind of look at the way brands work and even influencers and social media, even how we live our lives. Like I'm always like questioning about it and like it's weird. Like maybe the world would be better if it was just everyone had even stuff. Like, you know what I mean though?
Yeah.
And I mean like no, that's communism and like maybe it doesn't work. But like I don't know. Like it's just the world is a hard place. And I think, you know, sometimes I'm in these Facebook forums and they talk about this, especially like property investments. Like that's such a hard thing, isn't it? Because, you know, it's people's shelter we're talking about, people's livelihoods, but then it's also people wanting to get ahead and like make more money. And it's kind of like, ooh, like these subjects are really like, where do you stand like morally?
Mm.
It's interesting to think about, kind of like, I don't get anywhere with these thoughts, but
it's awareness. Into Emma's mind.
Sorry, scusa.
So planning, it's like so simple when you break it down, isn't it? Like, it's really looking at a task, whether it's big or whether it's small, and then looking at all the smaller tasks that are involved. And I think for me, the easiest thing is to make sure that everything comes out of the mind and onto a piece of paper or onto a computer because – you will just simply keep thinking of the same thing over and over and over again. And that is what overwhelms you. It's not actually the project or the, like, you know, the thing that you are wanting to do or create. It's the thinking about how you're going to do it, and it's the same thoughts that you're thinking. Yeah.
And I think as well, like, you know, we can take it for granted that, like, we're pretty capable and good at planning. But, like, if you're a person who really struggles, I really recommend that you seek help. Like, find someone who's good at planning and get them to do, like, a little tutorial or a template. Like, if you can't even think of the spreadsheet, ask for help. There's probably a bunch of free planning templates online as well.
Mm. But really it can be as simple as, like, task, date, who. Status.
Yes.
Like, they're like the, you got your four columns. Like, what are you going to do? Who's going to do it? When's it going to be done by? And is it done or not?
And I think also, like, remembering, oh, yeah, I check that once a week, once a day, or whatever you need. Like, I need to recheck in.
Yeah.
What's my task today? Yeah. Oh, this.
Remembering that it's a working document that, like, just because, like, and this is so common. It's like, you know, people, like, will create a plan and then they never look at the plan again.
Yeah.
And it's just like, well, what was the point? So it's like, it's got to be used as a working document.
Yes.
It's always getting updated. Like, we are forever updating our things. Like, you know, because stuff doesn't go to plan.
Yes.
Something might blow out, or there's a whole new section that we totally forgot about.
Yeah.
Oh my God, now we have to do this? Like, and so then that gets added to the plan.
Yeah.
So it's pretty, I mean, I think, like, let's end on this other shorter example, which I think is really, like, it's a fun thing that we did. You know, you going to Italy, like, I think people were like,
oh, yeah.
How is she going to Italy for 7 weeks? Like, they've got a business. Like, how's that working?
Yeah.
But we like pre-recorded, we pre-wrote, we pre-scheduled everything that needed to happen within those 7 weeks.
We pre-filmed
everything that required both of us in the same room together. It was all pre-done. So before Emma left, like 3 months before Emma left, we looked ahead at the calendar, wrote down everything that needed to be done, and then did it before you left and made sure it was ticked off.
And what it proved to me was that, gee, like, we can do so much more work than I thought. Like, wow.
We could be like a year ahead in everything.
Like, we should definitely keep doing this.
It actually really helped us to create a better, more amazing business by you going away. And every time we have gone away within our business of 10 years running it, I know that it has, like, up-leveled how we run things.
Yeah. And I think that's because, you know, we get kind of in the routine. So it's good to shake up the routine.
Yes.
And sometimes you might need to do that yourself. Okay, like, I need to change how I'm working. I'm going to put a deadline on myself.
Yeah. But I just think that was such an easy thing that we did. And it was just because we looked forward.
Yes.
I think it's also really common, like, you know, for something to just, like, happen and be like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, it's here and, like, I haven't.
Yeah,
like,
not organized.
It's not organized. Like, what are we doing? And, like, that's what causes the overwhelm.
Well, it is important to forecast as much as, like, in life, like, definitely spontaneity, definitely flexibility. Like, I'm all for that. But some level of planning is important in your relationships, in your shared visions for the future. Like, this is important because if you don't kind of, like, make a plan, it doesn't really go.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't go that way. You can't just expect life to, like, go towards the way you want it. If you have a goal in mind or a vision for your future, you need to actively plan and step towards it. And not, like, you know, with strict or rigidness, you can be more flexible about it as well.
Yeah. And I think, like, it's like the last thing is, like, it doesn't need to be complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if that task, for example, like, of us planning out those 7 weeks was a simple spreadsheet of, like, week commencing date, what piece of content needed to be done, and it wasn't done yet.
And it wasn't overwhelming because we allowed adequate time.
Yes.
So I think that's another one. If you can be realistic with your time frames, don't put it all in, like, I need to get this done in a week
or a day.
Like, give yourself time so you can make it enjoyable, because it is also important to, you know, for the way there, for the journey to be enjoyable.
Absolutely. Well, this was fun.
I liked it.
Yes. Me too. I love talking about planning. I love organizing things. It's so good.
She's a Virgo.
If you have any questions, let us know. Otherwise, we'll be back in your ears next week with a brand new episode.
Bye.
Bye.
when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.